A Nobel Prize? After 8.5 months? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Obama was appropriately humble about winning the Nobel Peace Prize.
To be honest, I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who've been honored by this prize.
In fact, he pointed out that his daughter immediately equated the prize with the dog's birthday.
Daddy, you won the Nobel Peace Prize, and it is Bo's birthday.
Out of the mouths of babes. In London, the Daily Telegraph called the Nobel Committee Euroweenies. And there was instant speculation that the committee, which supports multilateralism, this idea that the U.S. needs to consult with the rest of the world before doing anything, that they didn't so much want to honor Barack Obama as to dishonor the man he replaced.
Those who push multilateralism around the world very much disliked the prior U.S. president, and this is in part a reflection of that as well.
Well, whatever the case, you can be sure of this much. Barack Obama getting the Nobel Peace Prize will not bring peace to America. America's Obama-phobes were already freaked out by the bailout, by the deficit, by health care reform, by his birth certificate.
Why are you people ignoring his birth certificate?
So whatever it does for world peace, getting the Nobel Peace Prize can only cause trouble here at home. The president should have just turned it down, refused to accept it. Thanks, but no thanks. Of course, that's what both the French writer Jean-Paul Sartre and North Vietnamese communist leader Le Duc Tho did with their prizes. So if he'd done that, he'd probably be criticized for acting both communist and French. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.